you are, you know, your chief of staff over at the Pentagon. You've been an intelligence guy your entire life. This is your neighborhood. How big a deal is this explosive news coming from Beijing and Riyadh and Tehran this morning, sir?
Remember during the World Wars when we had the Axis of Evil? Well, it's not quite like that, but it's not quite too far afield from that, because we have now the three adversaries of the United States of America in Iran, Russia, and China aligning themselves together with our key partners in the Middle East and Saudi Arabia, because we have left a diplomatic and negotiating vacuum since Joe Biden took office. And now it is being filled across the board, not just on a national security and economic front, but on a handshake front. And the arbiter of the entire process is Xi Jinping and the CCP. Our number one adversary is in bed with our number one physical national security threat, Iran. And they are doing it together to take down America. And now they've got our number one ally in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia and company, going to bed with them.
Cash Patel, you are one of President Trump's closest advisors on national security and intelligence situations. You understand the bureaucracy. Remember, Cash was chief counsel to Nunez and the folks when we took over the House Intelligence Committee. Cash was then went to DNI. Cash is an intelligence guy, but then went as chief of staff over at the Pentagon because President Trump trusted him to kind of keep his eye on everything. Nobody knows national security. Nobody knows the diplomatic side and the intelligence side. Cash, from on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being a thermonuclear bomb and 1 being ordinary course of business, how big a deal is this announcement coming from Beijing today, sir, between our strongest ally in the Persian Gulf? I guess UAE would argue that, but one of our strongest allies, the House of Saud, with the Persians in Tehran, particularly the detail that the New York Times tells you, they're going to open embassies in each other's capital. This is, Steve Cortez said about, this is the blood in the Crips. This is what Yemen's all about. That brutal war in Yemen, these proxy wars around the Middle East, it's all because the blood's in the Crips. Cash Patel.
Yeah, Steve, look, it's 10 times 10 bad. 100. It's not even on the scale. It doesn't measure how bad and how harmful this is to our national security. Rewind the clock. Remember, Saudi Arabia and Iran were firing missiles into each other's backyards for years. And now fast forward into the Biden regime and the fact that Joe Biden has to go over to Saudi Arabia to beg for cheap oil from MBS, doesn't get the job done. No one takes his phone calls anymore. And when you're left with that vacuum on the diplomatic global stage, you know who fills it? Xi Jinping and China come in and say, hang on, we're going to mend fences with Saudi Arabia and Iran. We are going to kick the United States to the tier two order of the world regime. And we're going to do it while making economic headways in Iran that China is going to take advantage of, and they're going to own half of Iran's infrastructure. And Saudi Arabia is now giving the money from the oil infrastructure system to the Chinese and the Iranians, and that is getting us away from the American-backed dollar for the global security concerns with this deal. And so it's just shocking.